Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vir Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman juggles the ball. That's an error on Latman. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 1 in the game. Vir Als hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vir Als moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Power reaches second base with a double. Veerall scores. Kott goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Held for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards center. Green fields it and throws to second to catch Francona for the out. Phillips scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Gene Green pinch hits for Barry Latman. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Gene Green. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Allen moves to second. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veerals is walked intentionally. Jim Kott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essegian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essegian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essegian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. Phillips moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Cubizen pinch hits for Bill Daly. Jack Cubizen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizen strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Tasby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Phillips out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Allen reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 4 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Power steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott scores. Power scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Gary Bell. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.